Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. My hips can't stand it. I'm down here at Fadley's. I'm moving around, courtesy of my friends at Planet Fitness as well. Keep me in shape around here so I don't get into GBMC, which is our newest sponsor. They are going to be getting me out on the trail with some men's health issues, but we're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour as well as my tastiness. Today is day 10 on the countdown. We're here at Fadley's at Lexington Market. The lighting's kind of weird because it's kind of like shade, and I need some more sunshine here to play some more golf. The Lucky Sevens Doublers, I have these here from the Maryland Lottery, as well as on behalf of our friends at Curio Wellness, who sent me out to the BMW Championship at Caves Valley. This guy was there. We did not see each other there.
I
saw you on Facebook, and I'm like, you know, I'm doing a show at Fadley's. I'm going to invite RJ Shepard down here. He is the golf pro over at Forest Park with our partners at Classic 5 Golf. What an unbelievable event they put on up on that hill for the second time. I mean, I was there four years ago on the Sunday. I left early before they shot it all out all night. This time I was like a guest. I got there, I walked up the hill, sweat my ass off, and then I got up there,
<was hot. laughs>
and the beverages were nice, and the food was great, and the company was phenomenal. Wendy Bronfines will come on Friday over Pizza John's with us on the tour and talk more about it from a sponsorship standpoint, from her dad being a member of Caves, and like all of that.
Okay.
But you're a golf guy,
and
when I was out there on Sunday, some people said to me, well, the real golf people, they want to be home watching this on TV. They came out, you know, they measured things Thursday, Friday, even Saturday. But, like, Sunday's a TV event and all that. What was your deal? And what was going on in your golf course? Because it feels like anybody connected to golf around here, you got one chance or maybe two, but it's not like going to an Oriole game where there'll be another one, right? This was really a special weekend, and I don't know. I'm just really glad I went and was a part of it.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, the last one was 4 years ago. So it's like it's like the Olympics at this point, right? So,
You hope you get every 4 years. You're lucky if you get every 4 years.
Yeah. I was looking at the future venues for the event for the BMW. I think next year they're going to Belle Reve in St. Louis. And then the year after they're going up to New Jersey, Liberty National. So we'll see after that. But
there's nothing promised here. Right?
Nothing's promised. So
15 years from now, you might be here waiting for the next tournament to come to Baltimore.
Exactly. So it was
and
great.
And not because they did anything wrong, just because it's the way it works out.
Yeah,
right?
they like to move it around for the BMW Championship. So you gotta enjoy while you can, while it's in our hometown, while it's in our backyard. You know, the top 50 in the world, it's a playoff event. So it's not just like a regular event either.
Well,
it's
that's
the top
the thing,
50
maybe
in the world.
It wasn't impressed upon the non-golfing community is it's a playoff event. This isn't even like this is some like friendly where Chelsea comes
game,
and plays an EPL or whatever.
Yeah.
And these are the best golfers in the world that came in here, and the best golfer in the world went out onto that course.
Out.
And you walked that course. I think you probably played that course at some point in your life. What? Give me the golf breakdown, because that was part of it for bringing you over to get the overview of the event as a golf kid from West Baltimore trying to educate a non-golf guy from East Baltimore, baseball guy from East Baltimore about an uptown thing going on up in the valley. Just all of it bringing people together, but the golf part of it, the quality of the golf, the fact that I had to hitch a ride out there in an Uber in the morning up through the dirt road in Case Farm, and when I got up in the morning, I knew I was going and I was figuring things out. I'm like, Scheffler's going to win this. I mean, I knew on 18 and I'm thinking, I'm not a gambling guy and I'm not a golf guy. But, like, I would have put $100 on that in the morning on Sunday.
Yeah,
like, to me, Scheffler was going to win. He was four shots down.
Four shots back. And I think he was still minus money to win, which is kind of incredible.
I wouldn't have gotten any value on that, would I?
Yeah, no? Yeah. I mean, better than if he was tied, but. I mean, it started off early. I mean, I think the first hole, Scotty birdied and McIntyre bogeyed. So that's a two-shot swing right there.
We were 20 minutes into the round, and it's like, all right, now we got to fight.
It's game on. And I think he cut it down to one after three. So, I mean, it's anybody's game.
They teed off 140 by 215. It was a fist fight.
But I give it up to McIntyre. He fought hard on the back. He birdied 16 to get back within one, but then
that's 17.
The chip hurled around the world, like Tiger S right
Where
there.
Where were you?
Right? I was on 18T.
You okay?
So I couldn't see it, but I heard it. I heard it immediately. I didn't want to lose my spot on 18T because I was just watching the
group. Well, everybody had the final groups come through. This is the neat part.
I was in the BMW Pavilion.
How many golf tournaments as a PGA pro, as a guy that loves the game, that dedicated your life to the game, make your living in the game?
Yes.
Over, go see him at Forest Park, get a lesson or three.
West Baltimore.
Yep. West Baltimore in the house. Sean Stinnett said you're in his delegate zone. So
okay.
I got people over,
okay.
over on your side of town. My wife has never been to a golf tournament. She's been to the Vroom Vrooms up in New Hampshire, the Speedway. I mean, my wife's been to a dozen Super Bowl. I mean, my wife's a sports fan. She's been to the World Cup, been to everything. But, like, golf is one thing that I've been to three tournaments in my life. I went to the LPGA Championship in New Jersey. I covered it in the late 80s. It rained like hell. They were on their way here because they played it here. They played the LPGA. No, I'm talking 1988.
Okay.
He might have been alive.
Yeah. Born in 90.
Yeah. So in the late 80s, Annika Sorenstrom won a big tournament here. It was the LPGA U.S. Open. I Google it. I'll pull it up. If you just pull up Annika Sorenstrom in Baltimore, it'll pop
right up what she won,
right? But they had a huge tournament
here. That must have been earlier in your
career. And the year before that, I covered that event in New Jersey up exit 8-9, somewhere up near, like, Princeton area.
Okay.
And I walked the trail that day, and it rained. It was weird. I was a reporter. I didn't even know what the hell I was doing. Jack sent me up there. He wanted to culture me. I didn't even know par from far. So seriously, I mean, I knew a lot about tennis, but not a lot. I played a lot of tennis. I didn't play golf.
Right.
So, and then the next time I ever in my life, I mean, I had a chance to go to that trash open out in Phoenix. I was in Louisville at Valhalla when Tiger Woods was doing some magic. I didn't go that day, but I've had chances.
That's a legendary one. Tiger at Valhalla. That's legendary.
I was in Louisville that day and I didn't. So yeah. So, and Chris Redman, it's a long story.
Okay.
So, but I didn't go. Yeah. Redman lives on that course, I think, to this day. But so the golf thing, going to an actual PGA event. I've had many golf nuts like you nerds who have been to Augusta. Like that's a.
Yeah.
I had a few friends that have been up to Oakmont when it's been up there. I mean, congressional golf people have gone down and see Tiger play at Potomac or whatever.
Yep, I've been there.
So,
yep.
so you have been, you're a golf dedicated lifer. And much like, you know, when Ben McDonald pitched in the big leagues, I mean, I've known Ben forever. Ben and I went to lunch one day, and we were talking about our childhood. We're same age. Mm-hmm. And I had been to hundreds of Orioles games. He had been to one Major League Baseball game in his life until he pitched in one.
Wow.
Because he didn't grow up in a town where there was baseball, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So, like, we're here, and I'm thinking, even a guy like you that loves golf, going and actually watching professional golfers and walking around that course is a little even foreign to you with all those people and stuff. It's not.
Yeah,
that's a unique thing. It's something you only experience on television.
Right. You got two options when you go in person, right? You can either, like, pick a spot and kind of hang out there and just watch the groups come through, or some people like to follow a group. So, like, a lot of people, you know, they will follow the final group, right, on a Sunday. So they're gonna just walk.
Walk the whole course.
They're going to follow them. So there's two options there. It is tough to follow in person. Like, my cousin came out. He's just starting golf. So he wanted to come out with me, and he had a blast. He had a blast just coming out, feeling the energy of the people, and even seeing the golfers in person. It's a different sound when they
hit. But you don't see the tournament when you're on the grass there.
You don't see everything.
Yeah.
You don't see everything. You can't.
Right.
You know, it's impossible. But I was in a lucky spot at the BMW Pavilion. We had a TV that had the coverage, and I can see the 18th.
I did too.
So did you? Yeah.
So 18th,
that I thought that was great.
I had
the
18th hole.
Okay.
So
you're on the green.
I was up on the green.
Okay.
Waiting for the finish that didn't really happen.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It was a little anticlimactic
right.
on 18th.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. At least he had to hit a good tee shot. At
My
least,
buddy but. Matt Moore from Verdansk kept saying it's going to be a double playoff. We're going to have
yeah.
three golfers.
See, the last time got us too spoiled.
Yeah.
But at least it was a little bit of drama coming down the end.
They didn't owe us that.
Yeah.
If you were standing on 17. Especially near the hole.
17 green was you caught the legendary moment. But, it's different in person. It's definitely a tough watch, but it's more of the vibes, seeing people, hanging out, getting some drinks, getting some food, and just
I told my wife enjoying, it was like a festival.
The outside. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I spoke to my wife Sunday night and I said, you would really like this. You know what I mean? Like I said to her, if you ever get a chance to go to a golf event and see it in person, not just see the guy swinging and whatever, pretty girls in dresses, dudes in hats, people moving about, people drinking, eating. It's in a park. It's outside.
Yeah,
it's lovely.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good point. It's like a festival. I like that.
That's
yeah.
Well, not for you, it's not because you're a golf nerd.
But
if you're just a
general,
person.
Yeah.
Now,
fan,
I will say this. My wife, and I've told you this, my wife likes golf more than I do.
Okay.
In a general, on a Sunday afternoon when the Orioles don't matter, when there's no football,
no Ravens, yeah.
There's no this or that, mm-hmm. and she's just channel surfing, she will watch women play, mm-hmm. she will watch men play, she won't watch it live because she's not, you know, she's not
she's
down with Saudi,
yeah.
Saudi Arabian
yep.
blood money.
Yep.
But she likes golf, and she is someone that will put it on 8th hole, 3 in the afternoon, doesn't need to be Pebble Beach, doesn't need to be anything sexy, doesn't need to be a major.
Okay.
Majors, she will have on. My wife will put the majors on, knowing their majors. She will wake up on that Sunday, won't build a day around it. But my wife likes golf.
That's awesome.
Naturally.
Yeah.
And on television like that. She finds it compelling in the shots and the way it's covered. And
she
just,
can follow like what's
good
going
background.
On. She can follow what's going on.
She can play with the cat while she's doing, you know what I mean? She can cheer the cat with a brush and just do other things, right? She can fold laundry.
It's in the background.
But she likes golf enough for that. I said to her Sunday night, I'm like, if you ever get a chance to go, you would love it, especially on a nice day.
Yeah.
And my wife's physical and likes walking in the woods. She's a trail walker and with the poles and like all that stuff. But I said to her, the hill, Caves Valley, how beautiful it was, how bougie
scenery.
It was,
the
drinks are nice, the people are pretty, the scenery's pretty, the golf, just all of it as a festival environment. You spend $100-$200. Well, I don't even know what it cost to get in. Like whatever it was to walk around.
Between 80 and 100.
Yeah,
100. Just general admission.
Walk around.
Yeah, walk around.
Mm-hmm. That might be a lot more fun for her. I told her this than tennis. Now I've been to the French Open. I've been to the U.S. I like tennis. I don't mind sitting in the heat in a seat and doing the Snoopy left and right. You know, like I like tennis. I played tennis. I would do that if some buddy of mine said, "Hey, let's go to New York. We'll go to U.S.
Open." U.S. Open's coming up. Yeah.
I'd say, "What's the weather? I don't want to do a 98 degree day." But I also understand that's a festival too. That's a walk around, look at pretty girls, hit a ball, interact.
They got different courts.
Sign up for a visa or whatever they're selling me or whatever, right? But the golf course is set up for that. And I'm only talking like a total jackwagon with you right now because it's so unique. Like most of the people that are out there are like Willy Wonka. Yeah. They're walking around
a golf
tournament.
Right. Not even looking at the swings. Right.
But even if you are into the golf, you're a little overwhelmed by, oh, well, Scottie Scheffler's teeing off. But hold on 11 over here,
Rory's
coming
over there.
Through.
Right.
And
yep.
I want to, you know, like, and you get and you can't really get that close. And you're moving around, but you can get really close. And you can stand on a green as they're walking through and be 12 feet away from Scottie Scheffler.
Correct. Yep.
Almost anywhere. You can do that all day long. And it's not overcrowded. But it's challenging. And I said to Jen, I'm like, if you were out there all day and you really wanted to, like, move around, you would have walked 10 miles on hills. It was 90 degrees.
Yeah,
you
was hot.
Would have needed to drink water. Like, it was it's a physical thing.
Yeah.
Unlike maybe sitting in a tennis tournament where
you're just sitting in the seat,
you're going to watch tennis. You didn't need to watch the golf to participate. But my wife would have said, I didn't get to see the tournament, but okay, one or the other. To your point, you either want to watch the tournament or you want to be
at
the tournament.
Right.
Well, you chose to be there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you didn't even see 17th. You saw it on some monitor.
Right. Yeah. And I'm right behind it. But it's just to feel the energy, too, though. Like the energy of the people, the vibes. You know, I'm just a huge golf guy. So just to meet people, I'm meeting people.
What did you love about it? What was your pathway to it? Did you go all 4 days?
No, I just went Sunday. I only usually go on Sunday. It's the final round. It's the final round.
Okay. So you watch it on TV.
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Correct. Correct.
And you watch every tournament every week, right? Kind of, sort of. Now,
most, I would say 75% at least, 80%.
Most. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
So what?
But I'm like, Sunday definitely.
You
Sunday's
went alone,
usually my
you
day
go
off.
With people?
I went with a bunch of people.
Okay.
I bought my couple of my best friends that play golf too, like my cousin. He's just getting into golf. He wanted to come.
Well, give me your whole
story. I brought
story,
my cousin.
This,
he's a junior
a
golfer in our
thing,
program.
Man.
So, yeah.
You don't have the chance to do this again next year,
right,
or the next year or the next year. So
right,
give me your pathway to making it memorable.
On Sunday?
Yeah.
I mean, just enjoying it with company, you know. One of my other friends, he owns a golf brand. So
okay,
golf apparel brand. So he's passing out. He's got poker chips with his golf brand on. He's passing out to people. I mean, we just had a great time just meeting people, you know, people I haven't seen in years were there just because, you know, being a golfer for so long in Baltimore.
People you've golfed with.
Right.
In the community.
Correct. So it's a niche community.
That
but
seemed that way to
yes,
me. Walking
okay,
around that if you were of this community and you've golfed here, you made your way out there at some point.
You saw some familiar
over
faces.
Over those 4 days.
Yeah. Yep.
And you picked your day based
yeah,
on when you could get tickets, what day your kids.
You're
and
off,
the
right,
I,
yeah.
I was a guest at Curia Wellness. Thank you, Wendy and Michael and everybody. I mean, just, I said to my wife, I'm like, I'm so glad I went. I'm so glad I was invited. I've seen it now as a walking media guy 4 years ago.
Okay.
I've seen it now as like a fun insider kind of tented guest and,
yeah,
you know, bouged up.
AC,
and like
yeah,
I had my own bathroom, and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And it was delicious.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I had fun, but I also walked around enough to like vibe out how unbelievably special it is for golf people.
Yeah,
that it
yeah,
means everything, yeah, and you.
And we don't get that hit. We don't get that hit often. You know, we don't get that here often. Like
I felt that,
yeah,
and I felt like,
yeah,
man, these yeah, Caves folks laid out.
They
so
did.
If I get Buddy or any Steve, any of those folks on, they do all this work for Signal 13 with these cops in the city. I found out what the Caves partners are doing. Just really good stuff, but I was out there, and I think I had you on a show because you were doing maybe U.S. Open that week.
Yeah.
And I was out there for the media event that John Maroon had where they had who's it? Cantley came
Cantley
in.
And DeChambeau?
Jimmy Roberts came
okay,
in to
okay,
MC it. They brought Denny McCarthy up.
Okay.
Right.
Local kid.
So
yeah,
this is back in June. They did a presser up on the top, and it was, man, it was 120 degrees that day. But when I drove in that day off of Caves Valley up the hill, they were just bringing the wood in to build the grandstand.
Right.
Like,
okay,
it was just, it was like a little erector set. It were two of them.
They
one,
just getting
two,
started.
On
yeah,
18. What would become
wow,
18,
wow,
right, at the top of the
yeah,
hill.
Yeah.
I saw it, but it wasn't anything grand.
And for you
it
to see
trucks,
it on Sunday,
it was
difference,
trucks.
Yeah.
And then I came in on
yeah,
Sunday, and it looks like the Blazing Saddles set where it was painted into the, you know, like somebody painted frontings, fake frontings, like a Broadway set.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And it's three-dimensional, and I went in there, and I'm like, water's running. They got air conditioning.
That waterfall
flowing,
is beautiful on 18.
The waterfall
yeah,
that they built into
it's
the landscape.
On 18, yeah.
They had a pond they built into what, 15, 12, somewhere in there. It's a giant pond.
Yeah.
And
they,
I'm like,
so in 21, they had a tournament in 21. The players kind of tore it up. So they shot low scores. So they did a lot of renovations, kind of make it tougher, a little more difficult this time around.
Build
and it
a
showed,
challenge. Yeah.
And it showed with the scores this year. So, sorry, go ahead.
Well,
yeah,
no, that's
yeah,
that's a
yeah,
key point.
Yeah.
And I think
so. Hopefully, we get it back.
The magic yeah, is this is the richest, bougiest, nicest golf club in this
in
state.
Yep.
The place where, you know, kings and queens play, and Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And I've been
yeah,
there bunches of times. It's lovely. It's nice. It looks like every little golf tournament club to me. I mean, it's just grass and
yeah,
playing, you know, to me. But you get up on that hill and see how beautiful it is. But to see that they turned it into a venue, into a
yeah,
place,
into a
where,
stadium, yeah,
into a place where everybody went and made a memory.
Yeah,
and if you made one 4 years ago, I mean, I guess that's the legs of the event. Is 4 years ago was such spectacular golf and that finale,
that playoff, yeah,
that I just I'm tickled for everyone in the golf community. Not just Classic Five, anybody I've ever known from, you know, Norm Vakoski teaching me how to hold a club
wow,
back in 1994,
yeah,
all the way through, that the pride that y'all have in golf, that
we laid out the red
out,
carpet for them.
They
yeah,
showed out.
Yep.
I mean, I just thought
yeah,
both times we got weather worked out, got the best golfer in the world winning this one, the way with a comeback in that way, with a legendary shot.
Correct.
Yeah, it was Tiger-esque. Great. Tiger-esque.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see what the ratings come back with on TV. But, I mean, it was incredible. Scotty, people are talking Scotty in the Tiger talk now. All right. So,
well, the domination part is starting to get there,
he's
right?
He's down four shots. And
you
and
wouldn't
like
bet against
said,
him.
Right. Right. So I saw a stat today, actually. He's the first person to win five times in 1 year in back-to-back years since Tiger.
Well, that says all you need to know.
So.
And look, the tour's as competitive as it's ever been, right?
Correct. Well, the only thing is the live guys. That's the only thing. But.
Well, that's significant, though.
Yeah, it is.
That'd be like if you take some of the players out of the NFL, you'd say, is it still as competitive as
the AFL? You got Rahm, DeChambeau. They're like top 10 players that aren't there. But, you know, it is what it is.
I'm here, Fadley. So we're here at Lexington Market. My man, R.J. Shepherd, is here. He is the golfer. Tell me what you do over Forest Park as far as not just going out and having a couple beverages with your buddies and having a good time out at the BMW. But, I mean, you live, eat, breathe, sleep, love golf.
Yeah, so we're growing the game. That's our thing. Growing the game, getting more people interacting with the game. However it is. If you want to be a pro or you want to just enjoy some fun with the buddies, we're here to accommodate both. Yesterday we had our senior men's group. So we had about 70 golfers.
How old do you got to be to be senior?
62.
All right. Don't insult me now. I'm 56.
Okay. You're close.
I want to be a senior when it gets me a discount.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? When it gets me in a club cheaper, it gets me in a movie cheaper.
So at 62 at the Classic 5 gets you a discount.
But I don't want to be known as a senior yet, you know?
AARP card.
Man, you'll find out when you get to be old dog, born in the 90s.
Yeah.
What the hell you know? I got socks 90. Older than you. Definitely got ties from Cavanaugh's down here older than you, my first sponsor.
So, we had 70 guys.
My radio show's older than you. How old are you?
35. I heard you mention that. You said
it's 37. When were you born? My show was born. May
of 1990.
All right. My show was born December 91. All right.
Okay.
So you older than my show.
Okay.
Close though.
We had 70 guys yesterday. We had a luncheon for them afterwards. We had the grill out on the patio. You got to come out to Forest Park, by the way. We had a grill out on the patio for them afterwards. Burgers, veggie burgers, hot dogs, chicken. It was a good time. So, we're just growing the game. Juniors, we got junior league coming up for the fall season. First tee coming up for the fall season. We actually have a golf clinic tomorrow for the ladies.
And gentlemen.
So we do a clinic and happy hour. Kind of thing.
All right.
So we have fun with it. So we're keeping busy, growing the game, keeping golf fun, keeping it young and
vibrant.
Yeah.
I've been promising you a crab cake for years.
My mouth is watering right now.
I brought you
right
here to the epicenter at Fadley's Seafood here in Lexington Market, and we're in between like lunch and the Oreo game here, dude. It was mobbed in here when Luke and
really?
I did the first thing.
Okay.
I mean, I felt bad taking the tables. There were just people everywhere. The line was here. But that was lunchtime,
man.
There were jurors in here. There were conventioneers in here.
Okay.
There are people I see come in here all the time with a rolling bag. They Uber here, get the crab cake, and they're going to the airport.
Okay.
Or they're coming from the airport.
Got it.
They come straight here, man.
Yeah. First stop.
Well, I mean, you'll find out why. You never had a Fadley's crab cake.
I haven't. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
He's never had a Fadley's crab cake. Today I'm going to change that. So I'm doing my 27 favorite things to eat all month long for the 27th anniversary of the station. I've been on the air 34 years, station 27 years. So 27th anniversary, despite the fact that it says 26th anniversary year, I got to get the new logo up. And I'm eating at different places every day. And they're not all sponsors the way – you know, the Han and Fadley's family has supported me here. But I'm every day I'm doing one. Today, I'm not featuring their crab cake. Everybody knows how good that is. They have great shrimp salad here.
Okay.
Like the shrimp salads, I get the little mini little half pint, and then I take a roll home and I slather it together. Summertime, you get nice summer tomatoes. Oh, man. Tomato, a little lettuce, and a little bit of that with that shrimp salad. They also do fried oysters here. I'd never really been a fried oyster guy.
Are you a chitlins guy?
I ain't never had no chitlins.
Okay.
Should I come over to the house?
Me neither. My wife loves it. She comes here and gets those.
They have muskrat in season.
Yeah.
They have raccoon in season.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not either.
I say Chitlins on the air? I just did.
Oh.
Chitlins from Chinola.
Yeah.
I don't know that. All right, we're step back, take a break. Tell me how to get up with you and get over to Forest Park.
Yeah, Forest Park Golf Course, West Baltimore, 2900 Hillsdale Road. Come check us out. We're going to be busy this weekend. It's going to be nice this weekend, so come out and play. Get your tee times now because it's going to be nice weather this weekend. We're already booking up this weekend.
No hurricane in West Baltimore this
no,
weekend.
No, sir. I'm glad we missed that.
Hurricane
for the
Aaron
most part.
Out.
Yeah.
Messed up so, my beach for a couple days.
Come out
days.
And see us. We got lessons. We got leagues. We got fun. We got event space as well. If you need an event, birthday parties,
you invite
weddings,
me out there to this grill. You invite me out there to be the grill guy? You want to put the cape on, flip the burgers? Is
oh,
that
yeah.
what I'm
Judy,
doing?
Judy can use you. Yeah.
Put me to work in the kitchen? Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, you know my golf game's not much. I mean, we've talked about this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You got a good grip, though.
I walked. I was at Ocean City last week. I was walking from 60th Street down to Secrets.
Okay.
And I went
right in front.
I took pictures in front of the
Secrets.
Shark at the putt-putt course there. And I got inspired. You know, I thought about you. Hey, I called you to come on the show,
you
right?
You did, yeah. Yeah.
I promised you crab cakes. I'm following through.
I appreciate that.
I saw you out doing the BMW thing, and I'm like, I wanted to hear how passionate
what great time.
You were about it. Because it was just, you're representing everybody I know who loves golf, who's given their, who loves it in the way that all of you love
passionate
it, in a culty kind of way. You said niche, I say cult, same thing, it's
same
golf.
Thing. Yeah.
But there is that overlay of golf and baseball and football and tennis and sports and music and culture
sports
and the city
guys.
And like, whatever it is, I thought that this transcended that.
It did.
And I told my wife, I'm like, it would have been a lot of energy. You didn't have to love golf, although she likes golf enough. I just told her,
does she know the players?
Yeah, oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you think you liked golf at all, you missed something not
you missed
going.
It. Yeah.
But that being said, it is physical, and if you're of that body type that you can't get up
downhill.
It's
a little spoiled if you have a pavilion. That's the
It was
That's
even tough
level.
Getting up to the damn pavilions,
yeah, the
man.
Steps, yeah. Yep.
I walked up there. Once I got up there, see, if my wife would have been with me, and I told Michael this from Curio, I'm like, if my wife would have been with me, she'd have dragged my ass up and down every hill, and I would have said, the sandwich is in the bar right here. You go,
I'm staying here.
You go walk up to 11 and 1. You want to see Rory hit on 14?
She's following Rory.
You go.
Right?
She'd have had the map out like it's friggin' Disney World.
Yeah.
I took one look at that map, and I'm like, where's 18? Up at Hill? I went up at Hill 4 years ago.
Right.
That's kind of how I looked at it. Yeah. And I got up there, and I was having so much fun with everybody. I'm getting loose. I'm in a Curio tent,
did
so you can imagine. You know?
Did you see that Wes Moore was out there?
Yeah, I said hello to Wes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
He stopped by the first tee stand. They had a snowball stand out there for fundraising.
They had
chilled
all
out
sorts.
There for like
everything
an hour.
Had stands everywhere. And I wanted to do everything, but it was hot, and I was squinty. Did I tell you they had a bar where I was? You know what I mean?
I know they
where
did.
I was.
I know where you were.
There was no reason to. It's like if they
no reason to leave.
Right. If they take it to the Wonka factory and they put you in a chocolate room, you don't ask where the Hard Rock candy is. You know what I mean? You're happy
in a good
where
spot.
You are. You know.
Yeah.
So I was good work.
Curio did you right? Yeah.
But if it was 70, if it was today, 72 overcast.
Right. Oh, you're walking all over.
I would have walking all over.
Yeah.
I just it was hot, man.
It was hot.
And it was a challenge.
It was humid.
And I just tipped my cap to everybody, every worker I saw busting their ass out there.
Yeah.
My dude Mike
Volunteers.
Kudak,
I knew a lot of
up
volunteers.
Frank Kelly and his wife Louise in a cart.
Yeah.
I mean, just volunteers, people, parking cars, my Uber driver. I over-tipped him because I thought, man, just get me up there safely, peacefully. It was just I got stuck in the thunderstorm on the way home. I got drenched.
Oh, you got caught? Yeah.
I got caught.
That's
it was still fun.
Stayed.
It was still fun.
Right.
It was still fun.
Yep.
No, I loved it.
I barely made
it
out. Yeah, before this.
And if I have the Caves guys on, I'm going to say to them, get it back. Do whatever you guys need to do to get it back.
I think we have to. They spent a lot of money on these renovations, and I don't think it would be just for one.
I said that
one tournament. Yeah,
I had Jimmy Roberts on last week from NBC.
Oh,
I said, you know, no problem with the rich guys out there doing all this. They can have the funds to do it. I said, but they didn't do all this for one weekend,
right?
And good. I mean, because I. Count me in. I'm sold. It was so good. I invited you down.
That's
I want
awesome.
To talk about how good it was.
That's awesome.
Had a good time. And I'll. That doesn't mean that I'm getting in the car and going to Oakmont or you'll call me next year and, I'm going to drive off to wherever.
I'm going to go to the Ryder Cup New York. Where's that? Bethpage, New York. I'm going.
All right.
Yep.
Nah, I'm not watching that on TV.
Okay.
But then that's a great example. What time of the year is that?
Late September. It's about a month. Yeah.
All right. So, like, if my wife was going to go to a
tournament, the
weather's going to be pleasant,
cooler,
right?
Right. It's upstate New York. Right. Or not upstate, but outside of New York City.
It's up there.
Yep.
Yeah. Westchester County? Is
Bethpage. Bethpage. I think it's just outside of New York City. It's just outside.
All right.
It's not too far north, but
all right.
Yeah, should
well,
be
I'll
nice
take the
weather.
Bus up
should
to
be
New
nice
York.
Weather. Yeah.
Tell her to go walk the golf course. I'll walk Manhattan. All right. My man RJ Shepherd is over at Forest Park. Go see him. Classic
see
5
us.
Golf. My thanks to Tom Pierce, everybody with the Maroon team for putting it together, and everybody that made the BMW thing. This is probably the last I'll say about it until I do a little bit more golf with some of you guys in different ways. But
I
didn't do a lot on it, right? I mean, I was at the beach doing Mako. I had, I had Jimmy on early last week, just talking about that incredible caddy program that they put together.
Evan Scholars, yeah.
Yeah, I mean
that's what the fundraising is going to. The BMW says that is supporting the Evan Scholars, which puts caddies through college, and it's a great thing.
See, even you know about
thing.
That.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, that's what I promoted it last week too.
Yeah.
So good. All right, good. Well, I'm glad everybody knows what's going on.
Yeah.
All right, if you know what's going on, go to Classic 5 Golf, and if you know what's going on, go to Tasty Ness. That is the hashtag for our 27th anniversary. It's all brought to you by our friends at Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter, as well as GBMC, getting us out on the road. They're going to be doing injury reports with Luke. Luke's up at the ballpark right now. Luke came by. Look, man, Luke had a crab cake with French fries, big old steak fries here, delicious. And he did the cucumber salad with me because it's sweet, it's delicious.
Nice.
I recommend the mac and cheese here, phenomenal.
Okay.
But I'm going after the shrimp salad for day 10 here on our Tastiness Tour. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. It is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. Back for more from Lexington Market with Damey, and I'm going to eat. My favorite part of the show comes when they bring me the fried oysters. Stay with us.